24 past 8, your home hot seat. It's chilly. Thanks to Harvey Norman. It's Dan Marie for breakfast. 17 and cloudy today. And a breath of fresh air just joining us. Two lovely ladies from the Launceston Players, Tash McCulloch and Bindi Stevens, for the Bridesmaids That Must Die. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Now, you were supposed to go on stage May last year, but tell us what happened.
Oh, this thing called COVID? You might have heard about it.
No. You know, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
So we had rehearsed up until halfway through the play. And then all of the COVID restrictions happened, and we were like, no, we have to shut it down before. And then it just got out of hand, really.
Oh.
So now we're back for round two.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So now the Bridesmaid Must Die. This conjures up so many images, feelings. There's a lot of emotion that I have whenever I feel like
weddings bring out the emotions.
They really do. So what's this based around?
Well, this is a show about a bride, and I play the bride. I play Yazzie, or she's the bridezilla.
Okay.
And it's the night before Yazzie's wedding, and she has all of her bridesmaids with her at her mum's house, Raylene, and she's a cracker.
Okay.
And basically the booze is flowing and so are the secrets. And as the night unfolds, so does all the drama and
fun.
Oh,
my gosh.
So is it a whodunit kind of thing?
It's more like a who's going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's at every wedding, actually.
So it's unique. So this show, at interval, the audience get to decide which of the bridesmaids they would like to die.
Yes.
Yeah, and we have three different endings. So it's a little bit like, I don't know if you're a kid, Dan and Marie, if you read
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yes.
So it's like that. For adults, except it's kind of naughty and, super fun.
So you must have like a monologue just ready to go if you're one of the bridesmaids.
I am a bridesmaid. Oh. I'm not giving away any of the trade secrets here. So you have to come multiple times to see all the endings, really.
Oh,
all right.
That's such a great idea, actually. So how many lines? Like, that's a lot then. So you as a bridesmaid, well, even you as the bride too. I mean, you both have to learn so much when it comes to scripting.
Thanks for reminding us.
And wow. So there's a pretty big cast as well. Tia Landegg's in there, one of my faves, Amanda Phillips as well. And Nikia, is it Nikia? Is that how you say it?
Nikia Breen. Yeah, she's fabulous in this. She's normally known for being a great singer, but it's going to be so wonderful for the audience to see her acting.
And who's your husband as well? Who's the groom?
Robbie Bleakley.
Robbie!
My husband to be.
Okay.
Yes. And we also have Ryan Politis.
Nice.
Fantastic. This is amazing. So when is opening night?
We open this Friday.
Oh, wow.
And it's back to capacity now, isn't it? In the theatres?
Yeah, we're really excited to bring back theatre to everybody in a safe way. So it's mask free, but if anyone does feel like they'd like to come along and wear a mask, we're mask friendly. We're just happy to be back and entertaining people and hoping to get everyone back to the theatre.
Well, I wear the Phantom of the Opera mask and I just hide out in like the ceiling of the theatres.
Of course,
like,
you do. That's creepy.
Yeah. In the darkness.
Unreal. So kickoff is Friday. Curtains open at 7. Well, starts at 7:30 p.m. So you can grab all your tickets. Where can we grab our tickets, actually?
At the Princess Theatre box office or on the Theatre North website.
Or by phoning 6331 0052.
Awesome.
Can't wait for it to unfold. And who's going to get it? It's up to the audience to choose.
Me, vote for me.
Yes, okay. Well, Tash is going to die.
Fantastic.
Bridesmaid Must Die. TheatreNorth.com.au. But Bindi and Tash, thanks for joining us in Chookers on Friday.
Thanks so much.
And we'll see you. And we'll check up all the links at chillyfm.com.au. Yeah, that's